Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is hit by the pitch. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Tipton moves to second. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tipton moves to third. Baker moves to second. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Goodman. Tipton scores. Baker moves to third. Gumpert moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker scores. Gumpert scores. Adams moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Adams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Goodman steals second. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to second. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 2 in the game. Sushok hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. There goes Michaels. The throw from Tebbets to Stevens, and Michaels is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy O'Brien pinch hits for Earl Johnson. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tipton strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to third. Lou Stringer pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Matt Batts pinch hits for Tex Houston. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.